This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is opening tonight at Umpqua Community College, Almost Maine. Dr. Jason Heald in because you've got original songs in this.
Yes. So Almost Maine is a play, and much in the tradition that goes all the way back to Shakespeare, and we decided to add original music to it. So the way that the play is structured, it has probably close to a dozen vignettes, which alternate with songs that reflect something about it that are performed by the Umpqua singers that functions as a Greek chorus on this. And it's directed by Bart McHenry, and the music director is Deborah Gaddis.
So what's your role? Are you actually there?
Not actually. I mean, I'm not. My part of the production team is as the composer lyricist.
Uh-huh. And because you're actually on sabbatical, you're really not here.
I'm not here. This is just an illusion.
We recorded it in May. This is May. No. So how many cast members in this?
Boy, that's a question that my guess is there must be a dozen?
Around 20.
20?
Well, let's see. You just heard the voice in the background. Let's bring up Jacob McGinnis, one of the people involved in this. Jacob, what are you doing in the production?
Yeah, so I am one of the Umpqua singers, and I am part of one of the scenes. So I'm part of the cast and part of the Greek chorus.
Is this kind of a new thing for you, to be singing and be in a play?
Well, in most musicals, yes, you do do both. But this is kind of unique because a lot of the singers are separate and the singers don't really act. But we have three people in the singers specifically that are acting and singing. So for me, it is unique because I get to go from being a part of the chorus to being a character on the stage.
So you have to keep track of where you're supposed to be at any given moment.
Oh, definitely.
How long have you been acting?
I started acting in my junior year of high school. And so this is, I think, my sixth production.
So what high school is that?
Roseburg High School.
So you get the experience there. How are you enjoying what you're doing at the college?
I enjoy it very much. I'm a music major right now, and I've learned very much, and I think I've changed a lot for the better, obviously. And I really appreciate what I'm learning.
So as a music major, are you focusing on vocal music, or do you play an instrument, or both?
Both. I focus on vocal music, but in high school, I played a lot of the saxophone, and right now I'm practicing a lot of the piano, and I'm working on getting a lot more instruments, because instruments are very useful in that music.
How hard is it to learn the saxophone?
It's difficult depending on your... it took me a few years to really learn, but... Yeah, I can take some time.
So eventually people let you play around them as opposed to sending you out to a garage. You know, when you first started, people want you to practice, but not too close.
Yeah.
So let's get Leo up here as well. Leo Hilliard, who is part of this. What are you doing in the production?
I'm also in the Umpqua Singers and in one of the scenes as well, acting.
And how long have you been doing this?
Music and Umpqua Singers started Umpqua Singers this year, auditioned in last June. I've just started acting this year as well. I've never really acted before.
So what do you think of it?
I think it's really fun. I really enjoy it a lot. The people that are acting in the scenes with us are great, and it's fun. I love it.
And is it a little scary at times?
Yeah, it is. Stage fright gets to me, but it's nice that I don't have to wear my glasses on stage, so I can't really see anything, so... That's nice.
Well, is that good, or is that kind of worrisome if you trip on something?
Oh, not worried at all. We don't have any props in our scene, so I don't got to worry about tripping.
What do you think you're going to be doing? Are you going to continue on next year?
Oh, yes. I'm going to continue in music. I love music too much to get rid of it.
I mean, what's your favorite kinds of music?
I love rock and jazz. Those are my main two types of music to play, but classical music is great, too.
So do you play instruments also?
Yes, I play a multitude of instruments. I can play a piano, guitar, trumpet, and so on and so forth.
So you could just become your own one-person band.
Yes, that's the goal.
Wow. So what should people know about Almost Maine?
That it is a rom-com, and it is very funny. It's great if you want to go to have a good laugh. Would be a great time to go do so. It is not necessarily recommended for children, however, young children. But besides that, it's great if you want to have a good time.
So, Dr. Heald, let's pull you back in here. I know that this is a production for going for a couple weeks.
Yes, it runs. Opening night is tonight, and then it runs through next weekend. And one of the things I think that might be appealing to a lot of people is that we have two matinees, one on Saturday and on Sunday.
Yeah, so
both weekends.
Yeah, depending on what your schedule is, for some people it's hard to get out and enjoy theater sometimes, so you have a lot of options here.
Mm-hmm. And also some people that don't want to drive at night, they get to
perfect.
Go both directions.
And I understand that there is like food, wine, desserts available?
Yes, I do believe so. Again, they're all nodding at me going, yes, I'm pretty sure there's wine, and with wine there's always food, so.
Yeah, what I see here, it says wine, charcuterie, and desserts.
Good.
So all of that, and a play, and musicians singing, and I mean, you just got a whole night here.
What more would you want for a night of entertainment?
All right, Almost Maine beginning tonight at Umpqua Community College. Dr. Jason Heald, and also Leo and Jacob. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.